because then on Sunday night, it looks like we'll have a low of 1 above 0. Monday, even though we'll see some sunshine and some clouds, we'll have a high of just 11 above. Monday night, a low of 0. And then on Tuesday, we're back to a chance of showers and snow showers, partly sunny, and a high back up to 32. So we still have a few days of some snow that we're going to have to look at. We do have your closings and delays on our website at butlerradio.com. We have those outlined, and you can get those updates at any time. Again, butlerradio.com. We have 34 right now in downtown Butler. I'm Tracy Morgan in the Next Year Bank studios. Next Year Bank, your hometown community bank. Dave Malarkey's up next with It's Your Turn. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a good day.
And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Friday edition of It's Your Turn. Gray skies out there. We've actually had a little bit of drizzle, rain here and there during the morning hours after getting some snow overnight, some very wet snow. Temperatures are fine right now, around 33, 34 degrees. The big snow is coming, huh? Yeah. And we were talking earlier this morning where fortunate in a way that this storm is going to hit over the weekend. So we won't have to worry about, you know, school closings and all that sort of thing. And, you know, a lot of people can just kind of hunker down over the weekend and enjoy the storm, you know, because most folks are going to be off. Obviously, there are some folks who work on weekends, but for most folks, weekend off and enjoy the storm, right? We're overdue for a winter storm. We had the big storm right before Thanksgiving that brought down all the power lines. But since then, it really hasn't been too much, you know. A little snow here, a little snow there. Nothing for Christmas. We had a brown Christmas. And the temperatures haven't been all that bad either. That's going to change this weekend. How much snow are we going to get? I don't know. The weather forecasters, you know, they kept holding off all week. They've been looking at this developing storm most of the week, but until this morning, they had not talked about just how many inches of snow we might expect. They just said significant snowfall totals. And now we've got inches, and there's a little bit of a spread here. You know, we're checking around. The National Weather Service says we could get anywhere from 8 to 14 inches Saturday and Sunday, which would be a real wallop. Some of the other models are saying 8 to 12. Well, that's, you know, not too far off. But there are other models that say we might not end up with that much. So, you know, Mother Nature, I guess, right? All we can do is wait and see. We're going to get something, that's for sure. And we're almost certain to have some treacherous road conditions. So we'll sit back and relax. Throw another log on the fire, huh, and enjoy. Watch the snow come down. Nothing yet. Nothing yet. Probably won't be until sometime tomorrow morning or maybe even late morning before the snow starts in earnest. Open talk, 283-2525 is the number, 283-2525. We're going to be talking later on the program today about the Ms. I'm a Star pageant coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm not familiar with. I don't know whether they've done it here in the area before. I guess they have for a few years, but I will learn about it along with you. Sounds like a great thing. Also on the program today, we are expecting to talk with Sarah DeWitt from PBS, Public Broadcasting System, PBS Kids Digital. We'll be talking about kids, even young kids, using digital devices. So all of that coming up on the program today. have a bit of time for open talk to begin with. 283-2525 is our number. 283-2525. I've talked with a couple of people here at the radio station. And, you know, with the storm expected over the weekend as opposed to during the week, yeah, I've talked with a lot of folks who are just saying, well, let's just sit back and enjoy, huh? There's something a little comfortable about watching the snow come down if you don't have to go anywhere and if you don't have obligations, right? Yeah. Snowfall can be beautiful and big snows can be beautiful. Well, a lot of folks who were without power for several days back in November are hoping that it's not too bad. All the leaves are gone now. That was the big problem back in mid-November when we had that very, very heavy, wet snow. And it varied from place to place, 4, 5, 6 inches. I mean, it was, you know, fairly good snow, but it was very, very heavy, very wet snow. And with all the leaves still on the trees, that's what brought down all the branches and the trees and the power lines. So hopefully that will not be the case this time. The other thing that can really get heavy on tree limbs and trees is ice. And the most recent forecasts indicate we should be okay on that. Now, there are some places south of us, maybe West Virginia, near the West Virginia-Pennsylvania border, that may see a little more freezing ice with this system. That's still, you know, in a state of flux. They're still trying to iron that out. And the weather folks will be fine-tuning the forecast as we move through the next 24 hours. But we'll see what happens. If you're a kid and you got a new sled for Christmas, you can't wait for the big snow, the first big snow. I don't think that there's been sled riding snow yet, has there? I don't think so. I don't have a sled anymore, but I don't know whether it's just me. Seems to me when I was a kid, we had snow all winter long, and you could go sled riding pretty much any time you wanted to. Is that how you remember it, too? You know? I'm not saying we went every day, but it seemed like, you know, we'd get the snow sometime in early December, sometimes a little earlier than that. After all, the biggest snowstorm on record here in western Pennsylvania, the number one all-time whopper, came over Thanksgiving weekend in 1950, I believe, was the year, 1950. So anyway, we'd get the snow, and then, you know, it seemed like you go sled riding. Come home from school, go sled riding. We had sleds, lightning glider. My brother and I had lightning gliders, identical sleds. Of course, you always do that for brothers who are close in age. You know, everybody gets the same thing. Keep everybody happy. We also had one of those, I don't know, we called it a saucer. It was a metal, kind of looked like a big saucer. I guess that's why you called it that. I don't know if they still make those or not. It was kind of fun to ride. It was kind of a rough ride when you were going down a big hill, especially if you hit a bump or a rock or something. We enjoyed that too. Sled riding, not so much anymore. Maybe that's due to climate change. We don't have as much snow as we used to, at least throughout the entire winter season. Maybe it's because there's so much more for kids to do now, you know, with screens and laptops and tablets and video games and all that stuff. I don't know. But when's the last time you saw a kid pulling a sled somewhere? No, I can't remember either. When's the last time you saw a town or a municipality close off a street for sled riding for the kids that day or that night? I haven't heard about that in years. Years and years. Butler Township used to have a sled riding hill at Sawmill Run Park, I think it was, wasn't it? Sawmill Run Park? And they used to advertise that. I haven't heard that in years either. I guess the hill's still there, but not much snow these days, huh? Yeah, unless you go to Seven Springs or somewhere like that. Well, there is a certain, again, if you don't have to be anywhere, if you don't have, you know, an appointment or urgent things, it's kind of nice sometimes just to sit back and watch the snow come down and build up. I'm not keen on 10 or 12 big snows a year, but once or twice, not bad. Comforting. Put a nice, put some nice music on the DVD player and enjoy. Open talk, let's go to the people. Phone number is 283-2525, 283-2525. Hi there, caller, this is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead, it's your turn.
Good afternoon, Dave. How you doing these days?
Just fine. Waiting for the big storm, huh?
I'm glad you are. my friend, you cut back on your schedule here a little bit.
Well, that's good for me because I was putting in a pretty long day, so...
Yeah, okay. Well, long, long day.
I'm here at 5:15 in the morning. And
was, oh, you know that. I understand that.
It was getting to be a little too much, if you know what I mean.
I know. You're going to try to cram everything in an hour now, huh?
Well, 9 and 10 hour day is pretty rough, so.
Oh, I'm in for the talk show.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's reason why I called. I think I'm doing a publicity help here for Butler Township. I don't know. We'll try it. I talked to them here earlier in the week, and I know some of the folks are complaining about the size of the carts or containers that they're receiving from waste management.
Yes, we got the trash pickup, yeah.
Yeah, so I talked to Marcy over there, and she said I don't know about the rest of the people, but senior citizens, I guess, for sure, those who are, you know, have only a small amount of trash, and are interested in possibly getting smaller containers, they're going to look into that.
Ah, boy, that would be a big help. You know,
yeah,
we had a lot of calls on that earlier this month whenever that program kicked in about people that said they just can't move those darn
right,
things when
right.
they get
yeah,
home.
They know that, you know, on a few other items about that. Mm. So, is left my name and a phone number, and they're going to put us on a list over there. And I believe there's a meeting Monday evening maybe. And I think this is one of the items that's going to be brought up, and I think it will be a busy evening for them that night. But so if anyone in the township, I guess, can do that, just call them, say, hey, I want to be on the potential list for the smaller containers. I think that way the commissioners get an idea of what we're facing, and maybe we can get these for an auction.
It's a good idea. I mean, if Butler Township is responding to that, hats off to them. That's a good deal. And you know, when we think of wheeling these bins out to the edge of the street every week, we don't think about doing that after a big snow. Can you imagine how impossible it would be to wheel those things out if we get the snow they're talking about?
That's right. Mine's going to be snow covered, so I ain't going to move them around.
Yeah. Well, and even trying to move. Have you ever come out of the supermarket with your shopping cart and there's been snow? And even with an inch or two, it's difficult to push a shopping cart through the parking lot, you know?
Right.
You can imagine trying to push one of those trash bins through a significant snow. It would be nearly impossible. Well, it would be impossible.
I do see the other previous hauler, Virgo, does have their carts, too. I've seen them around different townships, so I don't know if they're exact size or not. I can't quite tell.
Seems to be what they're going to. From what I talked with Tom Knights, the Butler Township manager, it was actually late last year because he wanted to come on and explain all this to people. And it seems to be the wave of the future in terms of trash pickup. These bins where they have newly equipped trucks that can, you know, pick them up and.
Well, I've been watching them for the past couple weeks here, and there's a 2-man crew. And they do have an item in the back of the truck that can put those on and just dump it in there. Otherwise, their other option is, which I've also seen, is the person actually physically take the bags out and dump it in. So they're still doing that.
Well, I don't understand. How does that save on labor costs then? It's got the same number of people that you have.
I asked about, too. Okay, if you get a... lower bid and someone else's bid is higher, I mean, you're going to the lower bid, I could see that, but then why is the every per customer is paying higher prices on the rates per month, or 3 months, whatever the case. And I couldn't quite answer that either.
Well, appreciate that. We'll be on guard for perhaps news on that at the next meeting of the Butler Township Commissioners, eh?
I believe it's coming up, so yeah. That's why I've got to get the word out. If people want to call there today, probably Monday, mm-hmm. leave their name on a list for Marcy. I think the extension is 212. Go from there.
I'm not sure about Monday's a federal holiday, so and I'm not not sure about which governmental offices are open or not on Monday. It's the Martin Luther King Day, so. All right, hey, good enough. Thanks for the call.
Okay, take care, Dave.
Sure. So long. 283-2525 is our number. It is Open Talk, and let's go to this line next. Hi there, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, Dave. Hey, calling for two reasons. First of all, you did an interview a week or so ago with Marianne Snyder for Tuesdays with Maury. That mm-hmm. was a fantastic play. Those two gentlemen did an outstanding job. I think, and again, for people that have not been able to attend different functions like the Little Theater, Musical Theater Guild, and so forth, they're missing a great, great venue of what is offered here in our community.
Yeah, I saw that play last weekend, too. It's the last two nights, by the way, tonight and tomorrow. That's the end of the run.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. We were there in the other night, and it was an average, a good attendance, but not a full house. But it was a weeknight, so that might have been the reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if people can get out. The weather is questionable and so forth. But it's a fantastic play. And first of all, I am not a member. I'm not involved with the Little Theater. I'm just a patron. But again, we have great, great programs in Butler, ranging again from the Little Theater to the Symphony, Musical Theater Guild, Singing Hosanna, you name it. And Larry Suckup's program at the college.
Mm-hmm.
Our community is so blessed with these wonderful performers. And we need to support them.
Good point. Good point, my friend.
All right. And my second point is I'd like to comment on your sled riding situation.
Yes.
I knew my kids up on South Side when our children were young. They used to slide down the alleys up off of Wallula and Whippo and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a normal thing to do. And I don't see that anymore. Now, of course, they had to be cautious because of cars and what have you. And but there were other places. I lived in Erie as a kid, and by the west end of Erie, we had a Strong Vincent High School. They had a big hill there, and we called it the cow bump. You went over that. it's unbelievable what these kids are missing today. And again, maybe I'm showing my age by bringing this up.
That's what I remarked earlier. I said, when's the last time you saw a kid pulling a sled? I can't remember, to be honest with you.
Right. And you're right about the saucers. I didn't do the saucers. I did the sleds when I was young. But, yeah, we used to, and I had to walk 3-4 blocks to get to where, up in Erie, where we went over this hill by Strong Vincent High School. And we pulled our sled there because we wanted to do it. That was the thing. Our parents didn't take us there. We did it on our own. And I am curious about the sawmill. I don't know if somebody could talk to Dave Zarnick or some of the people in the township, but I don't know if that's still active, but I think it would be a great idea. But maybe it went by the wayside because of lack of participation.
Or lack of snow.
yeah, you're right, lack of snow.
Hey, right. Hey, thanks for the call. Good to talk with you, my friend.
All right. Have a good day.
And you. So long. 283-2525 is our number. Hi, caller. Thanks for waiting. I know you've been patient. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn. You're on the air.
Oh, that's fine, Dave. How are you?
Just fine. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. I just wanted to talk a little bit about waste management also, since we're talking about how heavy those bins are.
Yes.
I'm not really young, but I can wheel them from my side of the road into my basement. But my complaint is whenever they come and pick up your garbage, which they do a wonderful job, they do not put those lids down. And if you have your one bin is for recycling, you're going to bring it back to wherever it's going to be full of snow or water.
Oh,
and I am not big enough to tip those bins over and get that out.
I never thought about that. You're right. Yes. Yes.
Because with your recycling, it's just thrown in there loose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, a lot of the bag in it all. And the same thing really goes for the garbage, too. I mean, if that fills up with snow, how does a little lady, older lady, get it out?
And snow and water is heavy. You're right.
The
trash people should make a note of that and have their employees make sure that the lid's closed whenever they set it back down again.
Well, Dave, I did call in and complain and tell them,
mm-hmm.
but the next week coming along, same thing.
Same thing, huh?
Lid was left over. It takes 2 seconds to close that lid.
Yeah, yeah. Now, have you seen the trash pickup in action? Are they still using, manpower, or are they doing it with these arms that reach out and pick up the bin? Have you seen it?
Yeah. Oh, yes, a couple times. Yeah, the arms come out from behind the truck. I mean, they just move the bin from where it's at, put it behind the truck, and the arms come out and just pick it up real nicely and tip it out, you know, and then it comes back down, and then the guy puts it back over there. Well, you know, while he's putting it back over there, he just has to use one arm and one hand and flip that lid down.
Yep, I hear you. I think you're spot on there. Yeah. Hey, good to talk with you. Thanks for the call today.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
283-2525 is our number. It's Open Talk, 283-2525. Hi there. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Dave, my husband came up with a good reason why we're going to get all this snow.
Why is that?
And cold. Well, the government shutdown, there's nobody to shut off the big fans up on the North Pole, and everything's going to come down here.
I hear you. So blame it on the partial government shutdown, huh?
Absolutely. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, yeah, thanks. That's a good laugh. Give us a good laugh. Thank you. 283-2525 is the number. I got to see where I'm going here. Which line? This line. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
Hey, about the government shutdown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How are these people supposed to get by without a paycheck?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's got to be tough, and now here we are getting closer and closer to the end of January. I don't know how many paychecks they've missed, probably at least two so far, huh?
I think it's at least one, but the problem is a lot of these people live in D.C. Half your income goes to rental or mortgage,
yeah.
And if you can't pay your rent, I mean, and Trump's telling these people, yeah, talk to your landlord. Well, those people, they have investments, too, they have to pay off. And I don't think it's fair that these people have to work without being paid.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. There's no question about it. And the services are shut down. For example, FSA, Farm Service Agency here in Butler, that office has been closed since the government shutdown began.
I heard an interesting thing. They had a government employee on the radio this morning, and you know she wouldn't give her name, give her reprisals or whatever. She said, this isn't really going to happen until this spills over to more non-governmental people.
Mm-hmm.
And then people will start complaining. So,
yeah.
No one really cares about the wall.
Well, the thing about the wall is, you know, and whether you're a big supporter of Donald Trump or not, I mean, you have to admit, he claimed that Mexico was going to pay for it. I mean, how many thousands of times did he say that? He would have his supporters at these rallies say that, and that's obviously gone by the boards, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's way gone. But, you know, the thing is you can tunnel under it, you can fly over it, The people in charge of security, they're not even like, you know, we don't really need a wall. You know, we need some security, but we don't need a fixture of a wall.
Well, we got drones now that they could think, you know, take drugs over with it. Heck, you can buy a drone for $19 or $20 at Ollie's and use that to carry drugs over the wall, you know?
Yeah, I had to laugh a couple of years ago. They were talking, I don't know what it was, like 60 Minutes or whatever, where they did have a wall. This one guy was saying they were catapulting bales of marijuana over the wall. The guy's going, a catapult, come on.
Well, there was a story in the news just yesterday somewhere. There, you know, there are sections of wall already where they dug underneath it. And they had a bunch of people come in. That's just in the past 24 hours.
Oh, they've had ones in Arizona that have lights, rail tracks. You know, I mean, not just, these things are like quarter mile long. You know, I mean, it's insane.
Well, all right.
I just thought I'd throw my 2 cents in there.
Thanks, my friend. Good to talk with you.
Hey, open the government.
Okay. So long. I think we have time for another call here. Hi, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Well, I'm going to say open the government. Don't build the wall. This is ridiculous. But let's move on to more nicer things.
Okay.
First is the Tuesdays with Maury. Yeah. I would think my wife and I have subscriptions to the little theater. We love going to the shows. This is probably the best show we've seen in 5 years, I believe. The actors do a tremendous job. The directors, everybody on the crew and staff contributed to this terrific show. I think the real strength is the content of the show. You've seen it. You know, at one moment you'll be laughing hysterically. The next moment you have tears in your eyes. And it's wonderful. And I talked to a friend this morning about going to it. And he says, oh, I don't know about this guy dying. I don't want to see that show. And I said, you will walk out of that theater feeling better than when you went in. It's terrific.
Yeah. Living life to the fullest as long as you can. That's kind of the message that you take away.
Yeah, and it's a true story. So the other thing is concerning waste management. The verdict is still out for me on it, but I'm going to give them two big thumbs up on the process for disposing of hazardous waste. I had 3 gallons of paint. Some of it goes back to the 1980s. And what I did was I did follow their procedure. I just called the number they gave. They said, okay, the next time we'll be in your area is, and they told me the date. They said, we're going to send you in the mail this container to put the paint in. And so they essentially in the mail sent me this big, heavy-duty plastic bag and a wire tie. They said, put the paint in there, mark it what it is. It's a clear plastic bag. They said, put it on your front porch by 7 in the morning, and we'll come by that day and pick it up. And sure enough, they did. It was simple and easy, and I'm giving them two big thumbs up on that.
Well, good for that. Good for them.
And there's no additional fee. It's all included.
Good stuff. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, David.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work, my friend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One more call we'll get here on Open Talk today. Caller, this is Dave. You've got the last word. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
I think when Trump canceled that airplane ride for Pelosi, I think that was about the funniest thing I heard for a long time.
Yeah, he canceled the military flight for Nancy Pelosi. I guess she was going to Afghanistan or somewhere.
Yeah,
to the Middle East.
What's she got business over here? What the heck's she going to do over there, you know? That's stupid.
Well, congressional people, Republicans and Democrats, they do take trips to talk with the troops every once in a while. So,
yeah.
Well, Trump was just over there with his wife, I don't know, a couple of Christmas time. Yeah, all right.
I have a problem with the justice system. This guy that shot this Jewish Muslim down in Pittsburgh, do you see the attorneys they're giving him? The best attorneys in the world, that lady and that guy, he gave him a whole staff. Who's going to pay for that?
Well, I don't know.
Do you hear about it?
I have no idea whether they're working pro bono or for reduced fee or what. I mean, it's not paid for by the taxpayers. They'll provide a public defender if, you know, a person is indigent, but they won't pay for, you know, big-time Philadelphia lawyers.
Yeah, he got a whole staff of them now. Maybe they volunteered because it's a case that's going to make headlines.
Well, it's pretty much an open and shut case. I mean, there's not a whole lot to be decided, if you ask me. It's pretty obvious that he did it, so,
Yeah. Death penalty, too.
Seems like a waste. I hear you, my friend. Hey, thanks. Good to talk with you. Watch out for the big snow,
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
So long. We'll take a break. When we come back, our first guest join us here in the studio today. We're going to be talking about the Ms. I'm a Star program. What do you hear about this? It's really great. Back in just a moment. Miller's Shoes, 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler. Folks, you talk about tradition. You realize Miller's Shoes has been in downtown Butler for well over 120 years now. Yeah, that's tradition. That's staying power. Miller's Shoes, your headquarters for shoes for all members of the family. If you're looking for athletic shoes, they've got them for men, women, teens, kids, and they've got all the famous brands, too, right there under one roof. Miller's Shoes has Nike, New Balance, Saucony, Rockport, Keds, Skechers, Easy Spirit, Asics, Pro-Pet, and more. Athletic shoes for the whole family. They've also got Rockport shoes and Trotters and Hush Puppies and many other famous name brands as well. Easy Spirit. And they're your local headquarters for America's favorite comfort shoes, SAS. You'll find them for men and women in a variety of styles and colors at Miller's Shoes. You can always count on that great Miller's fit, too. And a friendly smile from the Ciprians. Miller's Shoes. Headquarters for shoes for the entire family, 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler, Miller's Shoes. Time for a checkup for your pet. We recommend Suburban Animal Clinic. Or maybe Fido or Tabby's not feeling so well. Suburban Animal Clinic, a small animal veterinary practice located Route 8 south of Butler at the intersection with Thorncrest Drive. It's about 5 miles south of Butler. Suburban Animal Clinic, in the spirit of Dr. Dennis Damon. Their services include wellness checks for your pet, of course, also emergency care. They have laser therapy, dental available, also prescription diets. One of the things that are problems for a lot of our pets these days, being overweight. Microchipping, they can handle that as well. Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8, south of Butler. If you're headed south from Butler toward Pittsburgh, as soon as you pass all the auto dealerships, start looking on your left. That's Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8 South at Thorncrest Drive. Welcome back. Our first guests are here in the studio with us today. And boy, look at Lucky Dave. Here I am, one guy, and I'm in the studio with three beautiful ladies. Wow. It's my lucky day. Let's meet everybody. First of all, Jen Baldacci is here. Jen, nice to see you. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having us, Dave.
Jen is the founder and director of the Ms. I'm a Star pageant. And we have a couple of previous winners, too. First of all, before we say hello to our other guest, Jen, what is the Ms. I'm a Star pageant?
The Miss I'm a Star pageant, we're heading into our sixth season and year for it. It is a pageant designed for girls with special needs only.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with a premise. We wanted to let these young ladies just shine on stage and have an amazing time meeting new friends, learning new skills, and being treated like a princess and pampering for a whole entire day. So they come in for pageant day. We have local hair artists and makeup artists that come and do the girls' hair and makeup and paint their nails. We give them gowns to wear, and then they compete in a full pageant. They do talent. They do modeling. They do onstage questions. They have interviews with the judges. And it's just an amazing pageant. We also give away scholarship money for them, too. Mm-hmm. And, of course, sashes and crowns that you can see on the ladies' heads.
Yeah.
And so it's just been an amazing pageant that has grown every year by so much amazing support from the Butler County community.
What a wonderful idea. Well, we have a couple of previous winners here, so let's say hello to them. Devonna Fryer is with us. Devonna, nice to meet you. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were the first pageant winner, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that would be a few years ago now, I guess, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, nice to see you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Also with us is Jasmine Pizer. Jasmine, you were the winner a couple of years ago, I guess, huh?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, nice to meet you as well. The pageant this year is coming up in a couple of weeks, is it?
Yes, our pageant this year is on Saturday, February 2nd. Our pageant is always located. We're very fortunate to partner up with the First United Methodist Church. Mm-hmm. We have our pageant at their Crossfire location. So it's right at Crossfire Church at 6:30 p.m. on February 2nd.
Wonderful. Well, let me talk a little bit with our previous pageant winners. Devonna, you've still got your crown on.
Yes, yeah. I do.
You like to put that on every once in a while and look in the mirror, I guess.
Huh? I love to.
Yeah, yeah. Are you still in school somewhere, Devonna?
Yes, I am.
Where's that?
I go to Butler County Community College.
Oh, terrific. Yeah.
And Devonna was able to use, we call them educational scholarships, that mm-hmm. we give to each contestant, and our winners receive $400 to $500 scholarships. Wow. And Devonna was one of our first winners, but also one of our first pageant winners that was able to use her scholarship money and credited that towards her college education.
Well, that's terrific.
Yep.
Well, you still look like a princess to me. I'll tell
Thank
you that.
You.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. And let me talk a little bit with Jasmine here. Now, you're a more recent winner, right?
Yes, she's our current title holder. She'll be giving away her title on February 2nd. So she was our 2018 Miss Emma Star pageant winner.
Hmm. Well, Jasmine, was this a great experience for you? Did you have fun?
Yes.
Yeah?
It was really awesome to be Miss Emma Star 2018. I was really excited when I won the title.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big crown that you have, a different sort of a crown than Devonna. That one looks kind of heavy.
It is.
It'd be hard to hold your head up with that thing on all the time, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So what you just won this title last year. Tell us a little bit about what you did. Do you have to answer questions during the pageant?
Yes, you do. Like Jen said, you do get interviews with the judges. I did do my interview as best I could, and of course, for the modeling, I did answer questions on stage with Jen.
Mm-hmm. Are you still in school somewhere?
Yes, I am.
Where?
I go to Butler Senior High, and I am a senior this year.
Wonderful. So you're getting close to high school graduation, huh?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
My mother says I can't graduate until I'm 21 yet. That's at least what she says.
Jen, you're the founder of this. Was this your idea that you came up with for this?
It was. Mm-hmm. I have to give credit. In the Miss America pageant, Miss Iowa, several years ago, was one of the first Miss America contestants with a physical disability. Mm-hmm. She had cerebral palsy and made it. She was even in the finalist. And when she was done with her reign in the Miss America pageant, she started a similar pageant. And one night, I happened to be flipping through, and it was a documentary on TV, and I give her credit. I stole her idea and just thought it was an amazing idea to give these girls with special needs just the opportunity to feel beautiful, to feel accepted, be the stars of the show. And it's just been awesome ever since. It's definitely one of my very favorite projects I do throughout the year.
Do you have all of your participants lined up already this year?
We do. We're very excited. We are still taking, if there's anybody listening or hearing this broadcast that would be interested, we do have the imastarclub.com. It's our website. We're also on Facebook. We're always looking for volunteers and new pageant participants. We also have branched it out from the pageant. We are a community and state-recognized club. Oh. So we do club events for free in the Butler County area. So we put participants in the Butler County Parade that the radio station so generously sponsors. We do free family nights, movie nights, a big luau. So we have all kinds of events throughout the year that we're always looking for individuals of all ages, and boys and girls, men and women, with special needs for our club events, but also for our annual pageant.
We've seen you in our Spirit of Christmas Parade for several years. If somebody's listening and they know someone who might want to participate in this, what do they do? How do they get in touch with you?
All they have to do is get on our website. They can register for the club events or our pageant events on our website at the imastarclub.com. Mm-hmm. They also can always reach me at Jen's Academy, call up at the studio, or like and follow us on Facebook. We do have the Miss I'm a Star pageant page. We also have the I'm a Star Club page that they can follow all of our events. We're always looking for monetary donations. This is fully funded all through sponsorships of some amazing local businesses and generous families.
Yeah, so we're always... There's some cost involved in putting this on, so you rely on sponsorships for that?
Yes, we are 100% rely on sponsorship. Also, our ticket sales. It does cost $10 to come to the pageant, but all $10 from your ticket sale goes directly back to the expenses and to the educational scholarships.
Mm-hmm. And the date, again, is February 2nd, right?
Yep. February 2nd at Crossfire Church at 6:30 p.m.
Saturday.
Yep.
And that's, gosh, that's 2 weeks from tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting really close. We're in our final countdown.
Yeah. Well, let me talk a little bit more here with Devonna, who's a student at Butler County Community College. What are you studying there, Devonna?
I'm studying photography, and then once I complete that degree,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to return for a video production degree.
Have you been taking pictures for a long time? Did you start doing that when you were a little kid?
Yes.
Did you? Yeah, me too. I had a little, what was it called? Jen, you're too young for this. Instamatic, I think it was. A Kodak Instamatic
right,
camera.
Right,
probably cost about $10, if that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And it was great for kids because the film came in a cartridge. You know, you didn't have to roll it or fiddle around with it. You just pushed it in there and closed it, and you could take pictures. That's how I started. Of course, nowadays, there's no film, right?
Yep, everything's digital.
Yeah.
Digital. So are you a pretty good photographer?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you like to take pictures of? Nature? Outdoors?
Yes.
Birds? Flowers?
She also helps take pictures at our club and our pageant events.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. Devonna's one of our volunteers to get lots of our action shots and some of our family fun nights. She takes some great pictures for us.
Hmm. So after you finish your studies in photography, then you're going to branch out into video, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Good luck on that.
Thank you.
And what about you, Jasmine? You're a senior in high school. Do you have any plans after that?
Well, I'm thinking after I graduate, I'm hoping one day I will open my own restaurant one day.
How about that? So you like to cook, huh?
I love to cook and bake pretty much anything. I have a whole entire cookbook collection back at my house.
We have a couple of pretty talented young ladies here. We've got an amateur photographer who's studying that, and we've got an individual who loves to cook. Yeah. Did you start cooking when you were very young?
Yeah, I did. When I was really young, my grandmother and my great-grandmother always loved to cook. So I started out with probably a few of my grandmother's old cookbooks. And then I built it up, my cookbook collection, with a lot of newer cookbooks and a lot of other cookbooks from a lot of different bakers and chefs from my favorite food channel, Food Network. I have a lot of favorite chefs, and I have a favorite YouTube baker. She is so amazing, guys. I would have to say she's like the most amazing girl I've ever seen on YouTube.
I didn't even know you could watch baking on YouTube.
You can learn everything from YouTube,
yeah,
Dave.
Yes.
I did see.
I've learned a lot of different things on YouTube. I've even learned how to make duct tape crafts because I'm a duct tape craftsman now, and I love to work with it. It's like one of my favorite crafting materials now.
Well, when you open up your restaurant, let me know, and I'll
stop
in and have a bite to eat.
Yes.
I got home from work the other day. It was earlier this week, actually, in the afternoon, turn on the TV, and Rachel Ray was on there. Did you ever see Rachel Ray?
Oh, yes.
Her cooking show?
She's really good. She's a really great cook, Chaim. I've seen a lot of her creations, and they look so good that I've been trying to, find a few things for myself to make. I have a lot of healthy cookbooks that I've rented from that I borrowed from the libraries.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to make, really healthy foods for my family, and a lot of other things, too.
You're really serious about this cooking stuff, huh?
Of course.
And yeah. I've eaten her food before. She's cooked some food and made some really good baked goods for some of our parties, and it is delicious.
Well, you guys could team up. Jasmine could whip up a great meal, and then Devonna, you could take pictures of it.
She could be the food photographer.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Well, that's not all.
Yes?
With my photographs that I take,
mm-hmm.
I plan on opening a studio at Clearview Mall.
How about that? Well, good for you.
We're going to try to make her my neighbor up at the mall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good for you. Listen, I have to take a break. I want to talk more about this program and talk a little bit more with Jen here, too. But we need to pause for a moment, so let's do that. And we'll be back with more here on It's Your Turn right after this. I want to talk to you a little bit about Gone Postal Butler, your friendly neighborhood shipping center where they package your items for shipping. How convenient is this? You don't have to worry about hunting around for the right size box or the padded envelope or the bubble wrap or any of that stuff. Just take your items up to Gone Postal Butler and the Shockey Mini Storage Complex that's right behind Kings and Villa Grande restaurants off Newcastle Road. They'll package your stuff up and ship it out. I've utilized their service. It's convenient. It's affordable. It's terrific. By the way, you can ship any way you want. U.S. Postal Service, UPS, FedEx, they'll do it for you. They also have copying service, scanning, faxing. You can rent a temporary mailbox there. There's even an official notary. They're open Monday through Friday. Call them at 724-841-0044. Gone Postal Butler, your friendly neighborhood shipping center.
If you're thinking about buying a car, truck, or SUV, or even if you just bought one, make sure you check out the great rates at Armco Credit Union. Through February 28th, you can get a 60-month loan on new and used vehicles for as low as 2.24 annual percentage rate. We'll even refinance your loan from another financial institution. It's never been easier to join, so call today for other rates and terms or visit us at armcocu.com to become a member. Armco Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA.
Handling grief is tough and lonely. After the loss of a loved one, who can really understand how you feel, how grief affects your life every single day? Well, Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler offers a unique sensitive program called Someone's Caring. It's meticulously designed to help ease your emotional pain and help you fill in the gaps when you're lonely. Men and women are invited to attend. Yes, men too are realizing it's okay to express their feelings in a small group setting. Over the last 20 years, we've helped so many people work through their grief. We have five programs, a grief support group for those who have lost a loved one, for survivors of a suicide, for bereaved parents, for those who have lost a pet, and individual sessions. Our own trained and bereavement specialist, Robin S. Miller, conducts each session personally. Call us at Thompson Miller, 724-287-3706, 287-3706. We can help. Thompson Miller Funeral Home at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller, time-honored excellence.
I'm a big believer in community medicine.
Meet Dr. Richard Begg, the newest member and clinical leader of the Butler Health System cardiology team.
People like to be taken care of where they live. The closer you are, the closer the relationship. So there's a real loyalty to Butler Health System. That's something people in the region have invested in for a long time.
For more than 20 years, our cardiovascular center has brought world-class heart care to the heart of our community. Today, we're building on that strong past to ensure an even stronger future.
Most everything you would find in a larger health system, you'll find right here. People with cardiovascular disease are showing the ultimate trust in us. And we don't take that for granted. We work to earn it every single day.
At Butler Health System, we know what it takes to provide the very best of care. But more importantly, we know why we have to. Caring hands, remarkable minds. That's Butler Health System.
Welcome back, friends. We have three guests with us here in the studio. We're talking about the Ms. I'm a Star pageant coming up February 2nd, Saturday, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow. We have two past winners. Devonna Fryer is with us here. Jasmine Pizer is with us. And also Jen Baldacci, who's the founder and the director of the program. Jen, you have a pretty special guest that's going to be coming in for this pageant from out of town.
We are. We are very, very excited. This year, Jessie Criss is coming in. She's flying in on her own time and just volunteering her time and dedication. She's a big, big up-and-coming country singer. She was the 2015 CMA's Festival on Stage performer. She was also Billboard's Artist of the Year to Watch For. She's opened up for some amazing country singers, Trace Atkins, Luke Bryan, John Rich, Chris Young, Billy Ray Cyrus, just to name a few.
Is she going to sing a little bit at the pageant?
She is. So Butler County, you need to be there. This is you. It's only $10 to get into our pageant. So to see an amazing young woman and singer like Jessie Criss, it is well worth your time and money, plus to support our individuals with special needs in the pageant. So she's going to be our celebrity judge and a performer.
Wonderful.
Yep.
You could sing along with her, you know.
Yeah, these two girls, they both sing. They both sang for their talent. So I think Jessie might be helping. She'll be giving you some music tips.
Do you remember what song you sang when you were competing, Jasmine?
Yes, I was singing Life is a Runway from one of my, as one of my favorite songs, I would say.
And do you remember what you sang, Devonna?
I sang Overcomer.
All right. You guys have good memories. I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning. I can't remember back that far. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about Jen's Academy, because you're at Clearview Mall, right?
Yes, we are located right inside Clearview Mall. We're right across from Compadre's Mexican Restaurant. We're a full-service dance studio, competitive baton twirling, gymnastics, and cheerleading.
I walk during the winter months at Clearview, so I go past your location a gazillion times.
Getting your exercise
in. Doing the laps up there, and you've got like 5,000 trophies in the
storefront
window.
We've been very successful over the years.
Every time I go by, I think, my gosh, where did all those trophies come from?
And believe it or not, there's more in the back. We have this year, I'm very proud to announce, this is our 18th year of business in Butler County. And we have our largest group of competitive kids. We have more than 90 competitive twirlers, dancers, cheerleaders, and gymnasts representing Butler County the whole way through nationals throughout this whole spring and summertime. So the kids, as you can see by our trophy collection, have been doing an amazing job, and I know they're going to do even better this year.
There's a lot of them. What age range are we talking about?
We have students. We start at 2 years old. We have motor development classes for two-year-olds, and we go right up through. Majority of our students stop at the high school age, but we do have quite a few college students that come back and still take lessons, learn new skills, and compete. We have had 1 year, Miss Betty was one of our students for 2 or 3 years, and she twirled and danced up till she was 86 years old. So it is never, ever too late to learn a new skill and follow your artist hearts and desires to learn how to twirl and dance. She was amazing.
Is it all girls that you have? Or?
No, we have girls and boys. I love that socially now it's a lot more acceptable for young men to express themselves. And we have a lot of boys that do hip hop is very popular right now for boys. And we've always had a decent amount of boys do gymnastics also. But we have boys that even do tap and ballet. And I've had baton twirler boys.
Yeah. I never learned how to twirl a baton, but I think it would be quite handy, actually.
Hey, we can teach you, Dave. It's never too late.
It'd be good for boys to learn a dance or two, you know.
Yes. Think of Lynn Swann. If some of our best athletes in the all across the United States have taken ballet or gymnastics. You've got to learn how to stretch and control those muscles for any type of physical activity.
And as you get ready to enter into your teen years, I think it gives you a lot of confidence, too.
Oh, it's amazing for our young people to do any sort of activity that can build a self-esteem. And just being a part of a team is so great for kids these days to just learn from one another, know that they have to have the responsibility to take on their part of the team routine, that their team needs them. It's just amazing to see the kids' friendships grow, their confidence grow, along with their skills at the same time.
So at the upcoming pageant, Devonna, are you going to be there? Do you go to the pageant every year?
Yes, I will be there.
Well, because you're going to be taking pictures. I forgot about that.
Yeah, right? She takes pictures.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And she'll perform, too. All of our past winners, we use them as part of our opening number.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be in our opening production.
Well, I didn't realize that. So you must have to have rehearsals and stuff, right?
Yes, we have weekly practices to prepare the students and participants. So they do learn an opening number production. We also practice with them and teach them how to walk on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also help them and assist them. If there's anybody listening that still would want to do it, it's not too late because some of our individuals, we have all types of disabilities and levels. So some of them have big pageant sisters. So they have a helper that goes on stage with them and can help assist them during their talent, or some of them are also physically handicapped. We always have participants in wheelchairs or maybe that need some walking assistance. So it's great that we have those big pageant sisters to help them with that.
What a wonderful program this is, really.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really tremendous. Yeah, I applaud you for, not only getting the idea, but then following through on it. You know, it's terrific. Jen Baldacci, founder and director. Anybody who wants to help sponsor this, I'm sure there's still time
yes,
to do that.
Yes, we are
right?
Still always in need for sponsors for the pageant, but throughout the year we take sponsorship and money donations, and you can specify if you would like it to go to the club events for the families and the special needs individuals for our Butler County events, or you can specify if you would like it to go for the pageant. And they can make donations now online. We do have a PayPal direct link on our webpage. That's the imastarclub.com. And you can make direct donations or you can mail checks in.
We'll come back and say goodbye right after these words.
Have the thoughts of becoming a caregiver for your parents been on your mind a lot lately? Maybe you're thinking about your own life in a few years. Pretty overwhelming, and you don't know where to turn. Let me suggest attorney Michael Pater. He handles each account like they were his own mom and dad. For elder law issues, wills, power of attorney, living wills, trusts, and more, call attorney Michael Pater at the Handicap Accessible Morgan Center, downtown Butler, at 287-7724. Representing individuals, families, and businesses for over 26 years is attorney Michael Pater, 287-7724.
They have spent a lifetime caring for others, and now the time has come for others to care for them. LifeSteps Adult Day Health Services, a trusted provider of senior care for over 30 years, can help. Families are comforted knowing their loved one will be safe, receive meals, be medically monitored, and enjoy socialization, all designed to enhance their life in a comfortable, relaxed setting. Free trial visits. Call LifeSteps today at 724-283-1010 or visit lifesteps.net.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
I can't remember the last time I went to the dentist. Now I'm too embarrassed to go because my teeth are in such bad condition.
Unfortunately, this person is not alone. Many folks put off going to the dentist because they fear being scolded for neglecting their teeth. This is Dr. Bob Todd with a special message. Dentistry today is faster, easier, and better than ever before. At our dental office, we don't believe in making you feel guilty, no matter how long it has been since you've seen a dentist. We know fear and embarrassment can cause a cycle of procrastination. If it has been years since you've been to the dentist, call us today. We will help put your mind at ease and bring your smile back to health.
If you hate going to the dentist but know you have a dental problem, help is only a phone call away. Dr. Bob Todd and his friendly dental team will answer all your questions and care for all your concerns. For complimentary information or to schedule an appointment at their Butler office on Evan City Road, please call 282-7774 or on the web at butlersmiles.com.
Hey, just a quick mention from one of our sponsors on It's Your Turn, Miller's Shoes. You know, big snow coming this weekend. You stop at Miller's Shoes. They have a great selection of boots, Timberland boots, great brand name. They've got toe warmers, boots, and totes. They've got overshoes. Miller's Shoes, 215 South Main Street, downtown Butler. Well, it certainly was a delight to have these ladies with us here in the studio today. Jen Baldacci from Jen's Academy, the founder and director of the Ms. I'm a Star pageant coming up. I don't think we've met before, have we? Have you been here?
I don't think we have. No, I came on the radio several years ago.
I know your
when
name.
When I was a high school student, I remember I came on the radio, and I do believe it was with you for the Butler County, at the time it was Junior Miss and Distinguished Young Woman, but that was, I'm
going to
age myself, that was more than 20 years ago that I was a high school student.
Well, forgive me for not remembering
yes.
if it was 20
you're
years
allowed.
Ago. And also meeting for the first time Devonna Fryer and Jasmine Pizer, past pageant winners. Mm-hmm. Nice to have you all here today.
Thank you.
Coming up on the Monday edition of It's Your Turn, got a bunch of stuff for you, including conversation with the folks from another winery that's going to be coming to Butler a week from tomorrow, Saturday the 26th, for the WISR Wine Festival. Have a good weekend. Watch out for the snow. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.